This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. When production is running slow, it's hard to know where problems originate. Is it your application code, users, or the underlying systems? I've got $5 on DNS, personally. Why scroll through endless dashboards while dealing with alert floods, going from tool to tool to tool that you employ, guessing at which puzzle pieces matter? Context switching and tool sprawl are slowly killing both your team and your business. You should care more about one of those than the other. Which one is up to you? Drop the separate pillars and enter a world of getting one unified understanding of the one thing driving your business, production. With Honeycomb, you guess less and know more. Try it for free at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. Observability, it's more than just hipster monitoring.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security. This week, we've got an interesting In the Bad Way event, which I'll get to momentarily. But first, I have a request for you folks. Has anyone seen something interesting or transformative or valuable that came out of AWS Reinforce? I've been looking, but the internet, or at least my corner of it, has been suspiciously silent on the entire conference. Did it really happen? Was it one big fever dream? Was it a Truman Show-style prank played upon me to celebrate my birthday? Please reach out and let me know. Now, onto the interesting thing. The security world is abuzz with Twilio's disclosure of an employee and customer account compromise. The vector was domains that looked legitimate, sent in text messages to employees, and this gets back to my argument for password managers. If your password manager doesn't autofill your password into a form that's asking for it, think hard. Think three times. Is this really a site that you trust? Poor Twilio. Now, from AWS, there's an update of the AWS Security Reference Architecture. At the core of the AWS SRA documentation is the AWS Security Reference Architecture, a one-page architecture diagram that includes all of the security services in a multi-account environment. That's a direct quote. It's probably the single most expensive architecture diagram I've ever seen in my life, and therein lies the crux of the world's problems with AWS billing as conflicts with AWS security.
DoorDash had a problem. As their cloud-native environment scaled and developers delivered new features, their monitoring system kept breaking down. In an organization where data is used to make better decisions about technology and about the business, losing observability means the entire company loses their competitive edge. With Chronosphere, DoorDash is no longer losing visibility into their application suite. The key? Chronosphere is an open-source compatible, scalable, and reliable observability solution that gives the observability lead at DoorDash Business confidence and peace of mind. Read the full success story at snark.cloud/chronosphere. That's snark.cloud/chronosphere.
Over in the tools line of the world, this is new to me and also terrifying. I found a tweet that says, and I quote, "If you check out the AWS docs on IAM policy parsing order, there is a flowchart that shows that you can get to an allow outcome before the boundary policy is evaluated." Now, what that says to me is that IAM permissions boundaries, which is a concept I admit I don't fully understand, are not to be trusted universally. And in the tools world, I found IAM Deescalate. It's an open source tool to help users reduce the risk of privilege escalation. And that's important, yo. And that's what happened last week in the world of AWS security. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Please stay salty.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production. Stay humble.